Welcome back. You're listening to Rural Survival here on RBN, and it is caller's choice today. Our call-in number is 1-800-313-9443, and right now we're speaking with Dan in Hawaii. Dan, are you still there, hon?
I'm here, Lori. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, you're welcome.
Chadwick, the beauty of the Chadwick cherry tomato is it's large and it has, it doesn't taste like a cherry tomato. It tastes like a large tomato. That's
wow.
The beauty of it. Yeah, yeah. And I've grown them all, well, probably, close to all of them. My number two pick is the Fox, F-O-X. But
okay.
Is the superior cherry tomato. It's been around for probably 30, 40 years. I don't know. But very good. And I like to grow them on a permanent trellis.
Now, right.
At my previous garden, yeah, I had two 24-foot trellises, 10-foot tall, and I'd grow tomatoes and Chadwicks for 2 to 3 years, charcoal in the ground, always building up the soil.
Right.
Always working on that. That's a prime thing to do. And I mulched them, not heavily, but they were mulched
right.
with grass seeds. And grow tomatoes for 2 to 3 years. And then I would put in snow peas for a year or two. And I'd switch back
right.
and forth. And that worked wonderfully.
Oh, I bet.
And, of all those tomatoes I grew, we never threw any tomatoes away. There's always somebody that wants tomatoes.
Oh, yeah, always. Always.
All right, Jim.
Yeah, Lori says, here's one as she waves her hand. In other words, send her some tomatoes.
Good for her.
Man.
Yeah, and my... Another tomato I like, it's a hybrid, but it's the Burpee Early Girl.
Yes, I'm familiar with that one.
That's a super productive, super good tasting.
Yes,
tomato.
It is.
I like it. All right,
yeah,
Kate,
I just
thank
can't
you.
Wait to get it back on my feet so I can get back in the garden. I miss it, but I'm getting
well,
there.
Patience is a virtue.
So they say. You know me, I say patience is for people that won't make something happen, but that's just me.
I went 5.5 months in traction from an automobile accident.
Ouch.
And I had a halo. Do you know what a halo is?
Yes, I do.
Well, I wore one for 5.5 months, Tim.
Oh, and, man.
Yeah, yeah. And if you
put
your mind
for you.
To it and just think about the future, anything's possible.
Yeah, well, hey, buddy, I got my first full day in a couple of days ago walking with no walker or wheelchair, just a cane. So I'm getting there,
yeah,
and I'm
don't,
happy.
Don't overdo it.
Oh, I'm not.
You
I
know,
can't.
Up,
it hurts too much.
Just work up on the underside. And don't overdo it. Always kind of underdo it a little bit.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, I'm just
Jim,
happy I
you.
Can walk. All right,
yeah.
Thank you, buddy.
Okay, Jim. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Dan.
Bye, Lori.
You got anybody else waiting for me?
Not that I see.
Okay.
Let's see here. An update on Hurricane Hugo. It slowed down to 2 miles an hour.
It's not Hugo, sweetie.
I did. I apologize. Harvey. And the eye is now 12 miles across instead of 17. So now that it's on land, it's getting a little bit smaller, but... You're not supposed to sit there for a few days. It does have that option to pop back out in the water and build back up and pop back in.
Oh, yeah, which it may well do. You know, the movement is all but stationary. It's north at 2 miles an hour is the movement.
Right.
Those and as long as that thing's hovering, those folks there are going to get rain and nonstop rain. Well, you know, 2 minute breaks, but pretty much nonstop rain for as long as that thing's there.
In the
it's going to become a real problem.
Right.
So it's going to get interesting.
Well, it's dropped down now to a Category 1. But asking all of our listeners, keep in mind, if you do have family or loved ones down in, or friends down in Texas in this area, then just keep in mind that if you can't get through, it's possible that, one, their cell phones have died, or, you know, two, the landline, they're down. Because they are without power now. There are several thousands of people without power. And
200,000 plus without power right now, Lori.
right? So, you know, like you said, be patient. Just keep your prayers on until you've heard from that loved one or friend down there, and hopefully they're all safe and sound, just unable to contact you to let you know that they are. So just hope for the best until you hear different. But like I said, keep in mind that they've predicted that Hurricane Harvey is going to stay down there in Texas for a couple of days before it either dies out or goes back out to sea. So
they're saying through Wednesday now, Lori.
Yeah, so they're going to get a lot of rain. And definitely it's going to be a lot of flooding. So just, like you said, keep them in your prayers and your thoughts. And if you know of a way that you can help, you know, like maybe contacting the Red Cross to see if you can make some kind of donations to help down there, then if that's the way you want to do it, to give them a hand, you know, go ahead. Let's see. You're expecting 1 to 30 inches of rain. That's a lot of rain.
Yep.
So, and don't forget, not only do you have the hurricane, but hurricanes also come with tornadoes. So they have to keep an eye out for those twisters, too. So people that haven't been through a hurricane, apparently, I should say, most people don't know that twisters are, you know, something that does come along with a hurricane. So
they're usually very short-lived, only a couple of minutes. But in that couple of minutes, they can do tremendous damage. Remember that big old pine tree that was probably 4 foot in circumference that lifted up and put through our roof there in Ladson, or through the boys' room's roof? That was something else. The power is incredible.
Oh, yeah, it is. And also, you know, like I said, the eye is smaller right now, only 12 miles across. So, but if you've never been in a hurricane, some people think, okay, the front of the storm hits and then the eye passes over and it's beautiful, it's sunny, and they think that the storm is over, but it's not. You still got the backside of that storm. So, you know, if you're outside during this, when the eye passes over, just be careful because you've got that backside of that storm coming in. The backside's not so forgiving either.
It's quick. It's really quick, like somebody flipping a switch when... If you're in that eye and all of a sudden it, when it's done, when you're not under the eye anymore, it goes from maybe a 5-mile-an-hour wind to a 100-mile-an-hour wind in, what would you say, 45 seconds, Lori, a minute?
If that.
Yeah. So, yeah, that eye is something to be careful of, especially at night. I've seen a lot of people go away as they were out at night trying to survey the situation, not realizing they were in the eye. But anyway, such is life. Anyway, folks, call-in number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. One little interesting thing I saw in the news, apparently Kim Jong-un yesterday attempted to launch 3 short-range or medium-range, maybe it was, ballistic missiles. Well, the first one and the third one made it about 125 miles before they mysteriously blew up. The second one apparently blew up right after it launched. You know, I'd say there's probably some North Korean scientists that are about ready to be eaten by wild dogs or blown up with an anti-aircraft gun or at least a firing squad. But, you know, I was wondering, we have no way of knowing. It just seems to me like maybe when we told Kim Jong-un that he wasn't going to do missiles anymore, that we're doing something to prevent him from doing missiles anymore. God knows we got the technology. You know, I can hope. Anyway, folks, like I said, calling number is 800-313-9443. You know, Lori, I've been thinking, when I get out of this hospital mess, just as soon as I feel good enough, I got to get out there and get some spinach and some collards planted. They're cool weather crops, and I want to get some in the ground. You want to help?
Always. You know that.
Okay. Yeah, I think as soon as we get home, we ought to start some seeds and some flats, and we'll start getting that stuff in. The weather forecast is beautiful. Nothing above 80 for the next week, at least. And, of course, we got September still, and there are some hot days in September. But I think we can safely get away with planting some cool weather stuff now. Anyway, that's something we can work on when we get out of this place. Well, anyway, folks, the hospital I am in is, in my opinion, luxurious. It's the part of the University of Missouri Health System, top of the line, level one trauma center, you name it. Every room is a private room. Nurses are super nice. It's just, I mean, if you got to be in the hospital, folks, this is the one to be in. Believe me, it is nice compared to a lot of them I've been in. What do you think, Ori?
Oh, yes, the staff is super nice here. Excuse me, even to family members, which, you know, they come in and ask me from time to time if I'd like some fresh coffee or some juice or something. And most hospitals don't do that, but hey, this one does. But it's all good. Let's see here. I don't see any callers on the line, so everybody's either busy keeping on their TV and updated with Hurricane Harvey here. I do know that President Trump has already signed the disaster declaration to help Texas out, which he's on top of things, and that's a good thing. They're reporting that he and his family are at Camp David keeping an eye on things, which he should do as our president, which is, like I said, a good thing. Let's see here. Okay. Other than that, really, you know, big news, like I said, is Hurricane Harvey. The other big thing that was in the news, of course, is the destruction of our national statues of past presidents, generals, whatnot, you know. And, of course, the other big topic is our immigration issues. You know, so if these are topics you want to talk about, or, hey, anything that you want to talk about, just give us a call, 1-800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. And we'll talk about anything. We've talked about the subjects that I mentioned here, and we've also talked about gardening. And so if there's anything you want to talk about, just give us a shout. And maybe if you have a loved one or something down in Texas that you know might be listening to RBN and you can't get through, you might give us a shout. And, hey, they could be listening and could hear you. So that's something to think about, too. Just another option. Okay. Okay. We had one call. Okay. Hold on. We have Jerry in Chicago, and then we have Jimmy in New Mexico. So let's go to Jerry in Chicago.
Morning, Jerry.
Good morning.
How you doing today?
My call.
Real good.
We got a gorgeous day out here. It's in the 70s, and I'm heading out to the Rock River by the Byron Nuclear Plant, do a little golfing, a little barbecuing, a little partying with some friends.
Hey, that sounds like a plan.
Sorry, you
you're 290 miles away from me. I'd invite myself to go with you.
Yeah, you know, too bad we can't hook up sometime. Maybe in the future. I wanted to make a comment. I might have made a comment about, you know, you were saying about Kim Jong-il, they tried to shoot off a couple short range, and maybe we have the technology to, you know, take these missiles out and everything else like that. You know, I don't feel his weapons are a deterrent. I mean, there's no reason to attack the United States or attack anybody else. And after seeing Libya fall and the hassles going on with Syria now going over 5 years, and Saddam Hussein before that, and Afghanistan, you know, the United States doesn't really bother anybody that's a nuclear power. There, you don't see them knocking on Russia's doors trying to start a fight, or China,
or
India.
Well, yeah, you're right, Jerry. You're 1,000% correct. All you got to do is look at Muammar Gaddafi or Saddam Hussein or Bashar al-Assad. You know, Gaddafi voluntarily gave up his weapons. And we use non-existent weapons to justify going after Saddam Hussein. And then Syria gives up all their chemical weapons, and then we start bombing them significantly. So you're right. There is a valid cause in Kim Jong-un's mind to have nukes. There's no question about that.
And keep in mind, too, our mainstream CIA-run media is putting out a lot of propaganda about Kim Jong-il. I really wouldn't want to believe that a leader that's so loved by his people is out there killing the scientists and hanging people and butchering them and things like that. And we have learned in the past that most of our situations getting us into wars, World War One, World War Two, Vietnam, Korea, and so on and so forth, are all built around propaganda and lies to get the American people on board.
Even the Spanish-American War, you know, remember the Maine.
Oh, the mines in the Spanish harbor there. Yeah, right. And then they find out
in reality it was the coal bunker that blew up on the ship.
Oh, yeah, the boiler.
Right.
Yeah, okay. And took the ship down. And you know, we the Lusitania until after it sunk and somebody went down there and said, hey, you were carrying weapons over there to help.
Oh, yeah, they were. Absolutely they were.
So
like you said, you know, every war we've been involved in, you know, Vietnam was Gulf of Tonkin. World War II, I am undecided on whether or not FDR really knew that the Japanese were going to bomb Pearl Harbor. I don't know if he actually knew. I mean, that was way before I was born.
With the communiques that had come out through the double agents, and you got to remember, he had Russia... he had part of the Communist Party right there in his staff. That's where the word came out, is that, you know, he knew about it at least 8 days prior.
It's possible. It is,
you know,
not
and
probable.
If you keep in mind, if you want to get the United States involved in a war, what you do is you plant all your older ships, you keep your newer ones out to sea, and you put them right there where the attack happened, at Pearl Harbor. So, I don't believe, in fact, I'm so happy that I don't have television now for the last 14 months. I miss watching a little bit of golf now and then. I wish I could watch some of the playoff games during football season, but I look at, who's standing behind it and all this other stuff, and the corporate commercials, I'm kind of glad I don't have it. My idea of TV now is I go to the library, I get a couple of movies, I bring them home, I'll watch the movies, and then I'll return them and get some more, you know, and that's my idea of television. And I might go through 5-6 movies in a week's time, you know, so I keep it simple like that, and I try to listen to informative shows. I still don't have a computer. That's going on over 2 years, so one of these days I'll break down and buy one. But that's nothing but a crock of crap too, because you buy a computer and then you get infected with a virus and blah blah blah, throw the darn thing
away.
Only
if you run Windows. Don't run Windows. Run a Linux operating system, then you don't get viruses.
You know, I wish I was more of a computer geek. I'm more of a hands-on type guy. You know, I don't do any of the white glove work at work. I do all the rough end stuff, crawl around the attics and the basements and everything else like that, and do my thing. And I'm good at it. I'm quick at it, and I don't mind doing it. But just don't give me any of the white glove stuff, you know. You had a caller call in earlier about supplementing his cat. You know, I do the same thing with mine. She never drinks tap water. She always gets the JMCC filtered water. She gets a couple of mineral drops in there. She also gets a little bit of liquid iodine and colloidal silver every day.
All right. Welcome to hang on to the break, buddy. We'll be back in 3 minutes,
thank you.
Folks. 800-313-9443.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
NutraMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains sunthein and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Real Survival here on RBN, and like the commercial just said, if you guys can afford to send something monthly to RBN, which is republicbroadcasting.org, they have a link there where you can click on. Any donations are greatly appreciated to help keep us on the air, so hopefully you guys will be able to help us out there. Also, we have, right now we're speaking with Jerry in Chicago, and then we have Jim in New Mexico and Joe in Indiana. So, Jerry, you want to go ahead with your thoughts?
Yeah, I was just saying about how I supplement my cat's food. I give her the wet, I give her the Iams. Only a half a can a day, but I'll mix up a batch of her favorite little morsels there. And I'll also mix in some Juice Plus, iodine, carnivora. I also give her probiotic, a stomach enzyme. You know, and I mix it up to where that she'll eat that for about a week once a month. And she's a very healthy cat, very gorgeous cat, very gorgeous coat, I should say. Yeah, pretty cat too. But she's going on 15 years old, and she's still like a kitten. So I think that helps a lot, and we do have to think about our pets and our animals. I mean, they are our best friends, and in fact, I like my pet more than I like most people. But besides the point, that's all I wanted to drop on you today. And Tim, I hope you get a speedy recovery. I hope this surgery that you had is working for you. And I hope you're back out there doing what you normally do. And you have a blessed weekend and enjoy it.
You have a great weekend too, Jerry. Okay, our next caller is Jimmy in New Mexico on line 3. Jimmy, you there?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
hi.
Yeah. I'm here. Lori, Tim, I'm glad to hear you guys are both doing well now and everything. And, you know, I had a thought for the day. Just toss this out there before we get started. You know, it's amazing that if you kneel to desecrate the flag and everything and basically show you're an antagonist, it's okay. But after a football game, if you kneel down on the football field to pray and everything, then you're a criminal. Go figure, huh? Hello? Anybody there?
Yes, we're here. I think he's had his phone muted.
I did it again. I did the mute thing.
We agree with you.
Don't worry.
I think on
John's show at least once or twice.
I think our athletes that young people look up to, you know, because they are in sports and they're in the public eye, I don't think they should disrespect the flag or desecrate it or, you know, in any way. They're here in our country playing a game that they obviously love to play and getting paid
they
for
forget,
it.
Though,
well,
that it's a game.
Right. And, you know, still. Like you said, you've got small kids looking up to you. You should respect the national flag. Far as praying and all goes, they do it all the time, whether they're running for a touchdown, you know, catch a player making the sign of the cross, or maybe just kissing his hand and pushing it up to the sky, you know, telling the Creator thank you. But I don't see anything wrong with that.
No. In fact, it's another, in my opinion, it's another sign of just how far we've fallen.
Right.
One thing I wanted to bring up with everything that's going on. Tim, I've sent you a couple of links and things the last few days on should we say alternative sources of information, i.e. inside of these organizations.
Okay.
And it's getting creepier and creepier because they're putting what they want to do right out there in front of everybody. They're saying,
yes, sir, they are.
And I actually made a phone call to Phoenix the other night. I was watching on Fox News, and they had all of the little banditos out there running around, and the cops were keeping them back. And I called the police station, not the emergency number, but their direct number, and asked them point blank. I said, you know, I'm not there. I'm watching what's going on the news, but I have a question for you if you could. And then the guy goes, sure. And I says, in Arizona, if you're in a crowd
Jimmy,
or anything like that. Yes.
Jimmy, we're at the break.
Alrighty,
ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 4 minutes. Jimmy, hang on.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We're back, and you're listening to Rural Survival here on RBN, and we're speaking with Jimmy in New Mexico, and we have Joe in Indiana waiting. Jimmy, you want to go ahead?
Okay, got to kind of remember where I was at. Oh, anyway, talked to the Phoenix police station, and I asked them that if you're in a crowd or a mob or a protest or anything like that, and you're concealing your identity, isn't it against the law? And the guy says, well, yes, it is, and I know where you're going. And I'm like, why? I mean, the nation's watching. Why are you guys being intimidated like this? And he very politely told me, he says, we wish we weren't. So that gives a little heads up of what's going on that end. But with all of this stuff that's going on right now, and the way it's popping up, November 4th, they're planning all across the nation type chaos and Communist Party and everybody else. If you notice, the ones that have been laying low that you haven't been hearing much from are the Black Panthers and also the drug cartel folks and everything.
So, like MS-13 and all them, yeah.
Yes, thank you. Now, this is just a tip for folks, and it's something for you to think about. I don't care where you live. I don't care how big your town is. we all know that drugs are nationwide. We know that gangs are nationwide. And
oh yeah,
if they get tired of tearing up their big city and everything, they go out and have some fun in the outlying areas.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm asking you to do me a favor, and this is just thinking ahead a little bit. Make a bag. Go in there today and take something that's very discreet, something that would never draw any attention, the darker the better, and put your handgun in it, at least 100 rounds of ammunition, spare magazines, whatever, and whenever you leave the house, if you're driving and you're by yourself, put it in the passenger floorboard in the back so you can reach it. If there's two of you going, two bags, one for each.
Right.
And all I'm saying, folks, is it's time that we need to start seriously carrying some insurance with us, because we don't know when or where or how any of these little things are going to pop up, and the wannabes are going to mimic the thugs and everything in the big cities and make a name for themselves or whatever. And,
right.
So, I mean, even here in Little Artesia, New Mexico, you have to watch out for it. Now, if I go down to the south 14 miles to Carlsbad, that's a whole
right.
different world down there. That place has got more gangs and more thugs and everything else than you can shake a stick at.
Right.
But, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm saying is we all talk about our go bag that we and our get-home bags that we carry in our cars. It's time to start looking at another aspect of it, and that is our protection.
Oh, I agree.
It doesn't hurt if you've got an AR pistol or an AR platform. Put it in a very discreet gun bag, a couple of hundred rounds of ammunition, at least four or five magazines, and put it in the trunk. A lot of these
right.
newer cars and everything, you can access the trunk by the back seat, by pulling the back cushion down. So, all I'm doing is I'm putting out there, Tim, for people to start thinking ahead, because...
Oh, yeah.
I don't think this is going to be like John Brown and the way the Civil War started. Civil War
oh, no.
started.
Oh, yeah, it has. You're correct.
And they're doing it in a stealth manner. There's a coup, military, coup that is going on right now against our president. And
oh, yeah, it's blatantly obvious.
Yes, and I've got a couple of papers that I'm working on that's going to go up on the forum on the webpage here, hopefully by the end of the weekend. Weather's been such and things have... Got to finish working on the well that I started on last week and stuff. But
right.
I'm going to try to get these up on there because I'm calling for action, and I'm going to call it in a very unique way. And right
okay.
now, ladies and gentlemen, the most important phone number to remember is 202-224-3121.
All right.
Write that down. Tattoo it on your forehead, whatever. That is the phone number to the Capitol Switchboard, Washington, D.C. And put it in your phone, have it on speed dial. And every time that you hear that the Republicans are not supporting our president or that the Democrats have got a new threat, I mean, it came out the other day, absolute proof that there is no Trump and Russia. And
right.
what are the Democrats doing? They're still screaming about it.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Pressure on these folks. And if your congressman or your senator doesn't want to listen to you, mention them one word, primary. Start
right.
looking for someone to run against them. Try to find another John Wayne, another Trump, another Ronald Reagan. I don't care how old they
right.
are, if they're wise, if they're conservative in your region, get them out there and primary these idiots. And get them, you know, if they know for a fact that there's an uprising, their most important thing is to cover their job.
Right. Well, regardless of what these guys say that are in office, Jimmy, when somebody runs against them in a primary or just even files, they start sweating bullets, whether they'll admit it or not. I've known enough politicians.
Oh, yeah. And the thing is, they don't want, I mean, trying to remember a guy that was on the radio a while back, and
hey, Jimmy, hang on just a second.
Yes, right.
I'm sorry, Jimmy. I got a nurse in here doing my vitals and all that.
Oh. Now, Lori, don't worry. He's not stepping out on you, you know.
No, she's sitting right beside me.
Ah, okay.
I'm in the room with him. It's all good.
All right.
These ladies are...
You behave yourself,
these ladies up here are sweet but professional.
Ah, okay. but the point I'm trying to make is, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm about to put out in written form, and on a forum you'll be able to comment, I'm tired of it. I mean, there's only one person that we can blame for this, and I'm going to make a lot of people upset, but there's only one person that we can blame for the situation of our country right now. Look in the mirror.
Exactly.
Every single one of us. I sat there for years and talked about it and complained about it and everything, but what did I do? Zilch. I sat there and voted. I campaigned for people that I thought would be great, and when they got in office, that was okay. I sat back and I watched. I let it happen. Let it happen. Everyone let
You're
it
exactly
happen.
Right.
Because we would complain that how can they take prayer out of the schools? Blah, 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 blah. Why aren't you in there threatening to lynch the school board? Why aren't we in there? Midland, Texas. Excellent example.
Yep.
Midland, Texas. The principal has banned the school fight song. You know what the school fight song was? Dixie.
No idea. Oh,
Dixie.
Come on. What is wrong with that?
I was raised in West Texas. I'm trying to figure out what happened. Ladies and gentlemen, the inmates are not running the asylum. They bought it, repainted it, and calling it normal.
You're exactly right, buddy.
We have let this happen. Now the question is this. Can we recover? Can we bring it back without bloodshed? I honestly don't think so.
I don't either,
Should
Jimmy.
We try?
And it's not because of our side. It's because of, you know, when you try to do things in this day and time that in any way violates the hopes, fears, and ideals of the left, no matter how lawful we act on this side, there's going to be violence from them to try to silence.
Well, actually, I'm trying to figure out somebody that can legally help me do this because I would like to file for minority status legally for having common sense. I think that has common sense is in the minority, and we deserve minority notification and privilege.
There you go.
These idiots out here with this Antifa, all those people that saw those in Boston last weekend, they sat there, and it's already been admitted, there was like 1% of the residents were at that march. Everybody else was paid $100 an hour and $50 an hour by George Soros and these other organizations and bussed in and flew in and driven in. You know for a fact as well as I do, when I saw that mass of people out there, there ain't no way on God's green earth that those were all from Boston. It ain't going to happen. And no, I don't. I'm not a Klan member. I can't stand. I can understand their theory, and I can understand their understanding of the situation. I totally reject their methods with which they're putting it forward, because this is America. Everybody has got the right and the privilege to express our feelings, to express our desires and everything else in a sensible and nonviolent manner.
Right.
Now, when it's getting crazier and crazier, Tim. So everybody make a kit and keep that kit with you. Don't forget to take it in the house. And I right now, I know I've got some friends listening that will attest to this. I'm sitting here right now, and I've got one pistol in a holster. I've got another pistol laying on the desk. And I've got any number of rifles within shotguns in easy reach. And I'm at home. Ladies and gentlemen, when you're at home, if you've got a concealed carry license, carry. If somebody does bust through your front door, you don't want to have to run past them to get to the gun.
Nope.
Just right now, we need to get into a combat offensive mode and stay there.
You know what I've got, Jimmy? I got a short barrel 12-gauge loaded up with 6 rounds of number 4 buck, and it's with me pretty much constantly.
Well, I made
other than being in the hospital here.
Well, it's stick it under the bed. Just don't tilt it up too far.
There you go.
Unless, of course, it's a breakover, then you can just leave it unlatched.
No, I'd say 870.
Okay, bad pun. I made an investment a while back. You know, I'm a reloader. Invested in the Lee slug mold for their 12
right.
gauge.
Uh-huh.
And it's known as a key seat slug mold. It's a hollow base. And the way it's designed, this thing is just as accurate as a rifle slug.
Oh, I believe it.
I kid you not. I mean, at 100 yards, I'm hitting a 5-gallon bucket with it.
Right.
So, you know, slugs are, you know, if you're going to have a shotgun in the house, ladies and gentlemen, alternate your rounds. Slugs and duck. Another round that you can look for to put in there that's awesome, and you have to look for them by name. You have to do a search for them by name. It's called Buck and Ball. And it's a mixture of about a number 4 shot and a ought or double-ought buckshot in the cartridge.
Right.
And because of that design, it opens up faster than anything else because of the differences in it and everything. About 4 feet in front of a barrel, you've already got a span on that of about 8 inches.
Wow.
So it's opening up very rapidly. If you'd like to know where the history of it comes from, go back to Wooden Ships and Iron Men and look at the canister shot and the grape shot that they used to use on those big 8 and 12 and 30 pounders on board ship.
Right.
Same theory as the shotgun. Because you've got heavy balls and light balls, the moment that they come out of that wad, the light balls are starting to slow down faster, so they're bumping the heavier balls out to the side.
Right.
And at 10 feet, you do a practice on that on a washer machine box or something like that, you will be very impressed with the pattern. So, you know, if you're going to run your shotgun, ladies and gentlemen, run alternating rounds. Buckshot, slug, buckshot, or buck and ball. Buck and slug, but what the reason for that is situations change. They may dive behind something for cover. They may, you know, go behind a wall or whatever. Great place for the slug. They may be in an open room trying to get around you. Great place for the buckshot or the buck and ball. So by alternating your rounds and not being fixed to one particular round, then you have a better option of succeeding and keeping your family safe. But anyway, Tim, I'll get with you later on, and we'll chit-chat.
All right.
The webpage, and let our last caller get in there. I don't want to hog everything. But, folks,
all right, well, thank you for your call, Jimmy.
Have a good one, boss, and stay safe and listen to the nurses and Lori. Otherwise, I'll
all right, we'll do.
And take care of it.
Thanks,
all right,
Jimmy. Have a good weekend. Okay, we have Joe in Indiana on line 5. Joe, are you there?
He dropped. Okay. Not a problem. I don't blame him. That was, you know, we've been on the phone nonstop, which we are most shows. But anyway.
Sorry, Joe.
If you're still listening, Joe, if you want to give us a call back, you're next. We're only going to have about 4 minutes and 20 seconds after the break, though. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we will be back in 3 minutes. 800-313-9443. Talk to you in three.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome back. You've been listening to Rural Survival here on RBN. Really quick message. I saw on the screen here that David Brady, who is regional Red Cross director down in Texas after the hurricane, is asking for volunteers and donations. So if you can help, just contact your local Red Cross and ask how you can contact David Brady and find out how you can help those down in Texas. Honey, did you have anything you wanted to say before we head in today?
Yeah, I just like to once again invite people to visit ruralsurvival.info. That's ruralsurvival.info. It's not really an entertainment site, folks. It's a reference site. all kinds of nice articles written by people that are very knowledgeable, and I think you would well enjoy it. You know, and also, just so you know, we depend on donations from people just like you to keep this show going and keeping ruralsurvival.info going. There is a donate button there. Anything you could do to help, we greatly appreciate it, and that's all I got to say about that. I refused absolutely to beg, but we could use the help. Also, folks, if you have time, go to republicbroadcasting.org. And on the right-hand side of the top of every page, if I remember correctly, there's a link that says donate. RBN could use your help, too, every bit as much as we could. So you might want to consider going there and taking a look and checking out things. You know, RBN is viewer-supported or listener-supported, just like, you know, public TV is. So pretty much the same deal. Other than the fact that RBN is not endorsed by the government. So, but anyway, that about wraps it up for today, folks. Music hadn't started playing yet, but it will here in just a minute. And we want to go ahead and wish everybody a very nice weekend and a safe weekend. I think most people probably have a long weekend next weekend, but we will be here, same time and same channel. Do you have anything else, Lori?
Just ask our listeners to please keep those in Texas in your prayers and thoughts, and ask that everybody has a... Pardon? Joe in Indiana's back?
Hey.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, Joe. Oh. I didn't know you were on there, buddy.
Oh, that's okay. I was just working on my honey-do list for my wife, but...
Understood.
I just wanted to leave the program on a good note. There is pushback. I have one of my brothers went is a USC grad, University of Southern Cal grad, and I'm telling you the pushback has been tremendous about wanting to remove Traveler the horse. A lot of the alumni associations across the United States are you know, they're threatening to remove all financial aid, and you know what they do is they sponsor all kinds of funds. Which is really good. A lot of the alumni, and it's a private school, so those guys, get a lot of their money from private donations like Notre Dame does. And the second good news, and I'll follow up next week. I'll give a better report. And the other report is in Chicago. Rahm Emanuel's got his hands full because the Italian American community has really risen up about this, the column of Pompeii, on the lake shore. So that apparently has really touched the nerve, and I'm kind of tied in. I got some folks that are on the boards with these Italian American national committees, so I can give you a nice update next week. But I just wanted to give people hope. You, like Jimmy was saying, you have got to push back. I mean, you can't be afraid. You got to get out. You got to do it. And I just wanted. I like reporting good news more so than any bad news. But I just wanted to leave you with that, folks. And I'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a great show today. It seems like every week gets better and better. Looking forward to next week, and Lori and I wish you a happy and safe weekend. And same time, same channel, like I like to say, just like Batman. You guys have a good day.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.